Hey, everybody, it's Alan Scher. We're back with another version of Flock and Gather. For those of you who have been listening, we're almost at 1,500 podcasts and growing. We have 80,000 members or more around the globe. But I'm really happy today that I have a longtime industry friend with me, and he has so much to talk about. All of you know Paul Heslop. He was salt of the earth for many, many years. He's got a new gig. We're going to talk about it soon. Paul, how are you, my friend?
What is up, Alan? So happy to be here on the podcast. I've been loving the show so far. I've been listening.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you. You and I have so much in common. Okay, that we're both young and handsome and smart. That's one thing.
Sure.
But We both moved our families in the last year. Mm-hmm. And people who listen to the podcast regularly know that I'm in Cave Creek, Arizona. But let's talk about you, because you were born and bred in Salt Lake City. And where are you living now?
Yeah, so I moved 4 hours south down to St. George, Utah. A little bit of Red Rock, a little bit of Zion.
The mouth of Zion, right?
The mouth of Zion, exactly. I mean, it's just basically you can get on a mountain bike or go on a hike within just 20 minutes of the house and just – it is an amazing place to live. You know, we're in the wellness industry. And yep. So I feel like you and I are kind of living it, right? Where you just like, rather than have to go and travel to go to some resort that's going to put you in the middle of, you know, a really nice scene and desert, like we're just living that every day. So
I feel blessed that we're in the higher desert where we moved here in Phoenix, but I am surrounded by spa facilities, spa friends, hiking, golf, lakes. I mean, what more do you want, right? Talk comes about like being part of the earth and part of nature, my daughter Katie lives in Boston, says you and mom are living the dream. And I'm blessed. I think that we are living the dream, right?
Right. Yeah, no. And I'm so like, I mean, I grew up in Northern Utah. I'm so pro Utah. I think it's the most beautiful place ever. And so it has a lot of diversity. So I had the cold, I had the snow, I had the Park City, and now I'm just, you know, enjoying the warm weather. So,
okay. So you moved when again, I can't remember.
It's been about a year and a half. Yeah.
Okay. So I know what winters are in Salt Lake City, and I love, in fact, I'm going to get up to Deer Valley for a Joyce Jamison's doing Global Beauty up there in May. It actually might be the first trade show that I'm going to attend this year. But what were the winters like and what is summer like? Give me some temperature ranges there.
Yeah, I mean, winters are 50s, sunny. Yeah. There's probably 320 days of sunshine down here. And then summers can get, you know, triple digits for sure, but it's just such a dry heat. And so it definitely feels like a Salt Lake City 95 is similar to a St. George 103. Honestly, yeah. It's just because the humidity, there's just zero moisture in the air. So
what elevation are you at?
I actually don't know.
All right, we'll find that one later. Well, because we moved, well, Palm Springs, you know, is 460 feet above sea level, and we're now at 2000. So what I noticed is there's a little more humidity here in the in the Cave Creek area than in Palm Springs. But also when it's 110 or 12 here, it can be 125 or 30 in Palm Springs. So I don't mind being up a titch higher, but I just love it here. So take our listeners back for a minute. How did you build Salt of the Earth? And then what led you to sell that company? Can you address that?
Yeah, let's touch on that. Just some context for everybody listening. So Salt of the Earth, I'll just try and make it quick. I worked for the company when I was 14, 15 years old. My neighbor started the business in her garage in Northern Utah. And I would ride my bike to her house and make salt scrub. So she developed some really good stuff. She started to get into some spas. She ran it really as a hobby business. But I was always been very entrepreneurial. I mean, when I was, you know, I had the paper routes in my own yard care company and growing up in elementary and high school. And, so was very always kind of looking. I remembered Salt of the Earth just working there as a child. And I just called her up. I was getting out of another business I had, called her up, asked her what she was doing with the company. And she didn't know what she was doing with it. She's like, I don't know, maybe I'll close it down. Maybe I don't know what I'm going to do. And so I'm like, I'll buy the thing if you want to sell it. And not knowing what a pedicure was, even though we sold pedicure products, jumped headfirst in the spa industry in 2008, you know, went to an ice spa, you know, didn't, again, really didn't know what I was doing, but I dove headfirst into it. And then, yeah, I ran it for 10 years, you know, 2008 to 2018, I sold to, Nail Alliance, the largest privately held nail, like polish lacquer company in the world. And, you know, since then I've just done a lot of different things, within the space and consulting and media, and yeah, it brings me to where I'm at today.
Well, I have to tell you, it's a good story. And yes, you are entrepreneurial. In fact, you made me think of the young gal set up a lemonade stand out here on the corner, mm-hmm. and the one's older than the other. And I think she must be 10 or 12 years old. I've had the most interesting conversations with her about her lemonade, because they sell you a half cup for 50 cents or a full cup for a dollar. And so, you know me, I'm always teasing with her and I go, well, I'd like a half cup for a dollar. And she looks at me and she goes, but that's not a good deal. I go, but if you can sell less lemonade for more money, your margins are better. What's margins? She says to me, right? We've had these great cups. And then, of course, I give her $2 for the half a cup, right? And she says, that's what I like.
You got to support the young entrepreneurs, right? Are you kidding me? Cookie stand, a lemonade stand, you got
to
do it.
I know a lot of people, every time I travel, I'd go to a spa, I'd see the salt of the earth carts. I always loved it. It makes me smile right now while I'm talking with you. All right, we're going to talk about your new gig in a minute, but you have been an amazing marketing brain in our business for so many years. So I want to ask you three things real quick.
Yeah.
Because they still flux in me a little bit. Can you talk about you, YouTube, and how is it a good strategy for people? Because I know it's getting more and more popular every day. So quickly address YouTube, please.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, YouTube has been, I mean, it's this, the second largest search engine in the world, right behind Google. And so YouTube is the thing I love about it for any business or any individual trying to grow a personal brand, even is it, it stays on there forever. Like the social media, like the cycle of turnaround on content, you know, lasts under 24 hours for the most part, especially as the social media platforms age, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, it can live on a little bit longer. But for the most part, it's gone, right? You put a lot of time, you put a lot of effort, you put a lot of energy and resource into content, which we should be doing, but YouTube, it stays on forever. And so I've seen it work for a number of people. I've studied it, and I even have done a YouTube, this is about 6 months old. I have a YouTube channel on packaging, design and manufacturing that I run with an agency. So I write the content, shoot it, and in the videos, and I'm witnessing it right before my eyes. I'm seeing it go from zero to getting a lot of leads with not that many subscribers, because we're stay very focused on a specific set of criteria and episodic content that is around a subject matter that's adding a tremendous amount of value.
YouTube should take, you bring up a great point about YouTube. They should take a lesson from De Beers, the diamond company. They should do a YouTube last forever, right? Because isn't that seriously what they do about diamonds? I'm paraphrasing, but you are correct. If you have a channel or you have your site, your stuff doesn't go away. And it's not like people have to search. If they know to go find you, then they're going to see everything that you did. So key points. Can you address TikTok? Because I think it's a little confusing for people. They're still not sure what TikTok is. In fact, I've had people tell me, because I don't know where this comes from, people worry that the Chinese government might be getting into, because it comes out of China, right? Yeah, is there any validity to them tracking you? But everyone's being tracked. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. I think privacy's gone in general.
Privacy is gone.
Alexa's listening to our conversation right now. He's going to sell me whatever we, you know. Yeah. But I think privacy's tough. It's a whole nother issue. I think if you, everything's being tracked, you know, in part, it's good sometimes because I want Uber to know where my location is because it makes it more convenient. And so it's just a convenience thing. But TikTok is super interesting right now. Like any social media platform, it's going to age up. It's already aging up. There's professionals on there that are a bit older that are seeing a tremendous amount of success. The thing about TikTok, do you remember Okay, do you remember like the mannequin challenge by chance that went huge, or like maybe the ALS ice bucket challenge, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, there's different trends that happened over the past decade that catch fire on Facebook, social media, and people challenge them. Like, that's kind of a bad example because there was like a charity thing behind that, but there's planking, right? Like, back in the day where a lot of people would just plank in weird places. But there's basically TikTok is a platform where there's new challenges almost daily of that's tuned into a specific song, sometimes a dance. But if I'm a dentist, like literally there's dentists on there that are getting millions of followers and tons of views because they play off of the current, what's currently happening in social media.
TikTok. All right, Paul, if you're in the spa channel, spa mm-hmm. salon, whatever, give me one or two things. Why would I use TikTok?
Attention. Okay. Because I've seen people that I've seen friends who've grinded on Instagram for years, couldn't crack 2,000 followers. I mean, absolutely grind, put out value, put out good content. They go to TikTok, they play off of the trends, the trending music, the trending challenges, what people are doing in their own branded version of that. And they go from 0 to 60,000 followers in 2 months. And now their Instagram's at 11,000 followers. Now their YouTube's at 1,500 followers. I watched it, right? I've watched it happen over and over again. And so I think it's literally all about attention and it's aging up. And so I think it's also the mentality of light, like we need this now. It's lighthearted, not that serious content. And so it just works. It's I say TikTok, but it really is both Instagram Reels and TikTok are, we use those as the same thing.
Well, when we talk about our, people always ask me what social channel should I be in if I'm in our industry? And I think from all my conversations, it always defaults to Facebook and Instagram, but we should probably add TikTok to that as the up and comer, even though it's already ginning itself up. But you would say that's the number three and coming strong, right?
I would say so. And I would say it's more the mentality of TikTok. It's the lighthearted, raw, fun type of content that actually works on any social platform today, Facebook, Instagram. It's the taking the really the TikTok mentality. I'm not saying you have to sit there and dance to some song, right?
No. Nope.
But there's so many examples of so many people killing it with short bursted value every 30 seconds. And that's, I think, what we need to adopt is like the mentality of how do I add value or entertainment to my audience in 30 seconds?
Right. We've been talking with Paul Heslop today. He is in St. George, Utah. He was the founder of Salt of the Earth. But I want to talk about your new gig because it, to me, it's really exciting and it's absolutely necessary in our business. So I'm not even going to tell people the name. So go ahead and let's spout a little bit about what you're doing these days.
Yeah. So starting up a concept called Spa Stack. And Spa Stack is, you know, it's a few things, but it's built to make spa marketing easy. And, you know, I worked with day spas and resort spas for a decade and I was a product company. And so there's this kind of itch in me that's like up from the product vendor side that I'm like, I want to desperately put my products in front of more spas in an easier way. So I'm trying to scratch that itch. And the second thing is I do see a lot of day spas that they're kind of, even spa directors, they're sort of expected to be marketing experts and they come into this business and they've got to do HR and hire and find product lines and run a business. But not everyone is versed in marketing and design and editing a video. And so Spa Stack is a few things. It's the world's largest database of spa treatment menu ideas, number one. Number two, it is downloadable marketing assets for spas to literally use, download, and use for their marketing. And, you know, it's also a platform to be able to connect vendors and spas together in a really interesting format. And so I built it to kind of, like I said, because I feel like it's definitely needed. But I also built it so, right, to enable just great marketing, simple marketing for spas to execute and promote their menus.
You just said something that is really key in my world. Okay. Number one, the bottom line is always the bottom line. So when I talk to spa people, it's about ring the cash register, right? Because it is that the green is the economics that keeps everybody in business. Mm-hmm. But how do you build that business so you have bottom line? Well, you need great marketing. So you're going to love this. I have your first testimonial, okay? People, it's SpaStack, by the way, SpaStack.com. So please reach out to Paul and see what he's doing. I told Brian Paris, he was, you know, Brian Paris started a new business too, obviously, yes. You know, called Echo Dioxide. So I told Brian, hey, can't talk right now. I'm doing a podcast with Paul. And he wrote back to me, you can praise him for the videos he did for Echo Dioxide, Brian's new company. Yeah. And then he writes, Brian sings his praises. So you have your first testimonial live.
That's awesome. I love Brian. And yeah, I had a great time, you know, producing his videos. And that's what I found myself doing, kind of post Salt of the Earth. I did a lot of consulting and stuff, but video. But I found myself working with brands one-off. And I'm like, I need an ability to impact more brands' marketing. And so now I'm shooting a lot of relevant content that is specific to a spa. And then I'm letting the spas download all this. And then I show them how to add their logo and branding to that marketing video that I'm producing.
You and your brother, Nick, say hi to Nick for me. Will you please?
Definitely.
You and your brother, Nick, have always been, and I love how you guys work quietly in the background. You get everything done. You're just an amazing resource. Let me bring our listeners up to speed. SpaStack has the largest amount of treatment menus probably ever in the world. You're full of amazing marketing ideas. You have a unique connection to put vendors and spas together. Did I get all three of those correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
But the thing you said after that, which is to me the most critical, you said you make it simple. And yes. Life is too complicated. If you're running a spa or salon today, it is complicated. Mm-hmm. And which is why I always say you can't have the gal at the front desk doing your social marketing. The same way you shouldn't be trying to do your media work yourself. Mm-hmm. So, Paul, you fit in a beautiful place. How do people, other than spastack.com, how can they find you? Your email or what?
Yeah. So I mean, I talk about YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I got a good channel coming up that they can subscribe to that is I'm dropping the first episode that is going to be crazy spa treatment ideas. So YouTube, search SpaStack. The first one's dropping. It's the first time I've announced it, but it's I'm building a coffee bean rain massage. So it's going to rain coffee beans across somebody's back constantly.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so stay tuned for that.
Okay.
But yeah, as far as like the contact goes, you can find me on all the social media at SpaStacks. Me personally, I'm on Instagram at Paul Heslop. And I show a lot of behind the scenes about how I'm making some of this content and videos. And so I try to keep it light and fun on my Instagram as well. So it's kind of fun to see some of the behind the scenes there. But yeah, Paul at spastack.com is my email. And you can find me on all the social.
Paul, 18 minutes goes too darn quick with you. I have so much more I want to talk about, but I think we'll have to do a part two. So we've gone from Salt Lake City to St. George to Cave Creek, Arizona. We covered social media. We know YouTube lasts forever and TikTok is for attention. What a Absolutely. Great 18 minutes.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Paul. Good speaking with you. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.